Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Baltimore Ravens and their NFL Draft 2022 needs is our expert in residence and host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? We got the Baltimore Ravens today, a team who had a down year in 2021, last in the division 8-9. Definitely think they can improve this year. They have a lot of guys they re-signed. They have a ton of draft picks, and they got Lamar Jackson, the MVP, leading the squad. We'll see if they can do this upcoming year, man.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching from home or listening to our podcast, thank you so much for joining us. Telling your friends and family about our show, especially by word of mouth, just talking to them. Be like, hey, you've been listening to 100 Yards of Football? That's the way we've been able to grow so quickly and so amazingly. Till now, we have our podcast coming out every single day. We have live broadcasts every single week, and we still do it all for you, our friends and family and listeners. So thank you so much for all that you do, and thank you so much for helping us to grow so quickly. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the Baltimore Ravens, they did have some issues in this last season, but that can be a really good thing for the draft because it usually means they're going to have some good picks. They're going to be able to really get some talent in there. So we're looking forward to it. Tell us, what do they have to look forward to in this draft?
Well, let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about their free agency because free agency is always what leads up to the draft. So who have they re-signed, who is gone, and who are some fresh faces around this Baltimore team? First, let's look at the guys who are still looking for that next contract this upcoming year. We have Brandon Williams, Jimmy Smith, Justin Houston, L.J. Fort, Pernell McPhee, Devonta Freeman, Anthony Levine, Latavius Murray, David Sharp, Khalil Dorsey, Deshaun Elliott, Otara Alaka, and Brandon Knight. On to some of the players who they have lost, guys who are going to other teams. We have, of course, Sammy Watkins, who just went to the Green Bay Packers just the other day. We also have Tavon Young going to the Bears. Josh Johnson and Eric Tomlinson both going to the Broncos. We have Jake Verity going to the Colts. Justin Ellis to the Giants. Chris Board to the Lions. And then we have a pair with Chris Westry and Bradley Bozeman both going to the Panthers. And finally, Anthony Averett, the cornerback, going to the Raiders. On to someone who they've picked up in free agency. Only two guys they have signed from new teams as of this recording. We have Morgan Moses from the Jets and Marcus Williams, the safety, from the New Orleans Saints. Re-signings, they got Patrick Ricard, Tony Jefferson, Josh Bynes, Kevon Seymour, Tyler Huntley, Geno Stone, Tristan Colon Castillo, Christian Welch, Nick Moore, Aaron Crawford, Ty Williams, Nate McCreary, Jalen Moore, and Michael Pierce. So they've re-signed a lot of guys. They've lost a handful of guys. They haven't signed a whole lot of free agents this year. They're hoping to make a bigger splash in the draft. And I think they can do that. I think they can because in the draft, they have 10 overall selections. Looking at who they've got, the number 14 overall pick in the first round, that's going to be key. Number 45 in the second, number 76 in the third. Also the third round pick, 100, right on even. In the fourth round, this is where they make their money. Picks 110, 119, 128, 139, So they have a good amount of fourth round picks. And we ain't done. We have picks 141 to throw in there as well. And then finally in round six, pick 196. So they have 10 selections. This is going to be a crazy draft for them with a ton of room to improve and get even better. Like I said, I think last year might have been just a fluke year. It was a down year for them. I certainly thought the Ravens would be a lot better in 2021 than their record proved. And like I said, they re-signed Calais Campbell about less than a week ago. So they're bringing him back. But let's move on to who they can go with in the 2022 NFL draft. Like I said, they got 10 selections. They can definitely make some work with this. Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health. So with that overall selection, right, number, 14 overall in the first round, who can the Ravens go with? There's a few selections, right? You can either help out your defense, go with a cornerback, help out there. That might be some of the biggest thing to look for. You can go for the offensive line, help out Lamar Jackson. I mean, there's a lot of room you can work with. There's a lot that you can play around with. I mean, it really is tough because either you go defense and build that up a little bit better, or you go on offensive line and you help out Lamar Jackson. I think you might need to go with defense. You might need to help someone out, maybe get a cornerback or an edge rusher, someone who is going to disrupt the other team's offense, maybe either get some sacks or help defend in the pass coverage. You can go either way there, but I think they need to go with defense in that first overall selection. Because like I said, the teams around them have gotten even stronger. And with them finishing last in the division last year, you got to have a knockout number 14 selection in the first round. You could go in the first round, I think, and get a good edge rusher, someone who's going to be explosive, disruptive, and all the other adjectives you can think of. And then also go and help out with that defensive line too. Might as well just double down, right? You have a bunch of picks. So go help out with a defensive end, get a defensive tackle, and just wreak havoc. Get a top quality defensive line who is going to strike fear into the opposing quarterbacks and running backs who are going to try and get through them. I think that they can go really defensive heavy and get a lot of work done. Help out your corners as well, like I mentioned. You lost a handful of them, so you've got to get better. If you don't have good corners in this league, you are done for. You got to have someone who can guard all of these super talented receivers who are getting tons of amazing catches. The athleticism is more insane than we've ever seen in the NFL. So you've got to have a good lockdown corner you can go with. I mean, like I said, with four or five of their selections being in the fourth round, yeah, you can definitely either trade up for an earlier round pick or just use all those. I mean, why not, right? So go with the corner, help out there. Like I said, help out the offensive line too. Help out Lamar Jackson. You can always help out there. I mean, you can't. I know he's a great scrambling quarterback, but you don't want him scrambling for his life each and every play. So you're gonna have somebody who can help him out, who can guard, who can make him feel a little bit more comfortable in the pocket. There's a reason this guy's former MVP. Just let him work, and he can get it done in the air and with his feet as well. And then go back on defense. Help out your linebacking core And because that was kind of their downfall last year, was they didn't have the best defense. And that's what we're known for the Ravens, right? That's been their forte for many, many years. The Ed Reeds, the Ray Lewis's, and so on and so forth. They have that amazing defense. You got to get back to those roots. You got to go. You got to help out the corners. You got to help out the linebackers. You got to help out the defensive lines. Get back to that amazing top-tier defense that this organization has always been known for. And I think that they could really help and help out their record get better. Like I said, get a linebacker, get an edge rusher, get a defensive tackle, get a corner, get a safety. Just get every – screw it. Get every position on defense. Why not, right? You have all those fourth-round picks. You have 10 selections overall, I believe. So go with something there, and you can really make a killing in this draft, I think. I think the Ravens have a ton of upside. You still have Lamar Jackson, who is still young in his prime and is doing great things for this organization. And I feel that if they can help out there, also throw, always get a wide receiver late round, someone who can help out. I think the Ravens have a good bit more to prove this year. I think they're going to improve. I think last year was a bit of a down year, but I think they have a lot of momentum coming into 2022, going into 2023. And this is where you make your money. Like I mentioned, they didn't do a whole lot in free agency. They re-signed a good bit of guys, but they never really picked up a whole lot. Only two or three people from different teams. And they've lost a handful as well that you got to replace. But I think that if the Ravens draft well, I think it'll bode well for them in 2022, and they can make some noise in the AFC North. But we'll see, Jeremiah. It all happens on April 28th in 10 days. Yes, we got the timer. We'll get a timer for our next episodes up in the left-hand corner of just how many days, hours, minutes, and seconds remaining until the draft. Because, man, we've been working on these draft videos for months now. And, hey, it's been fun. It's all paying off. But we'll see what the Ravens can do in just a couple of days.
Absolutely.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
And you know, you're exactly right. As we get down to these final crunch moments, there's a lot of negotiating going on in the background. A lot of things the Baltimore Ravens are trying to do is secure exactly what they're going to need to secure so they can come out hard in this next season. And we are all looking forward to it. So if you are watching our live broadcast, thank you. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. Our podcast over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere that you listen to podcasts is one of the main ways we love to communicate with our audience. So thank you so much for that. And thank you too to Mr. Logan Landers, who has been doing these incredible draft needs profiles on every single team for a few weeks now. And as we get down to the final nitty-gritty of these last few, we are so happy and so thankful to have you on the team and to have all these great pieces of information coming out to all of our listeners. So thank you again. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and this has been our draft needs special for the Baltimore Ravens. Make sure you listen over to our podcast, watch our live video, subscribe, and tell us what you think in the comments. We love you here at 100 Yards of Football, and we're so thankful for you to be with us every single week. Please stay tuned, and we'll be back with another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.